Hello, this is Dr. Joanne Dahlketter with Performing Edge Coaching International, and we've got our Module 8 today. We've got lots of exciting topics that we're going to be covering with the business side of things and ethics and stories of how to deal with injured athletes. And I know a lot of you have had questions, and so I want to be very specific about all the questions that we're going to be answering today. So I know Christo from South Africa was asking about how to work with teams when you're working with a team and as a group, and then working with some individuals and how to balance that out. And I know Sue, you had questions about injured athletes and how to deal with those. And Nicole, you've got you had questions about the business side of things and how to get a media pass. And then TJ, oh, you just came on too. Welcome, TJ.
Yes, hi, thanks. Sorry I'm late.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, so I know TJ had lots of great questions, too, about ethics and the nuts and bolts of contracts and how to do visualizations with people that are not in a sport type thing, which is a great, all those are great questions, too, that all of you have. So, I was just talking with Nicole here responding about the media pass. So you, Nicole, you had... minor league from Binghamton, you said?
Yeah.
And so you were asking them for a media pass to get in to their talk with their baseball players?
Yeah.
So he was. So I guess what you can do is try to have a specific topic if you want. That might be helpful to say you're just interested in the mental toughness part, mental training part of athletes. And that you're, and try to put a real positive angle to it so that they're, because some coaches, as I was mentioning, that might feel threatened, or they might have had a media person come in before that, spoke in a negative way about their team, so they tend to be protective of their players and that sort of thing. But if you can just come in and say, yeah, I'm just interested in, what your players think, how they think like champions, and, just make it real positive. That might be really good, and if you can get it, this might take a little bit more time, but if you can get any kind of affiliation with any media, ask if you could write an article for an e-zine or an online magazine. Like here, I know the Examiner, the San Francisco Examiner. Here in San Francisco, it used to be a huge newspaper. Now it's a smaller print newspaper, but they have examiner.com. That's an idea for you, actually, and they accept, because everybody thinks of the Examiner as this very prestigious newspaper, which it is, but the examiner.com allows people from the outside, writers, to contribute and to write articles for their online version. So you could just go to examiner.com or sfexaminer.com, just search on it, and then just apply to become a writer kind of thing. So that would be one way. So it doesn't have to be just in San Francisco, because it can be covering teams anywhere kind of thing. That sort of thing, and then or any other online newspapers, and oftentimes they will they'll accept articles, and you can say you're a freelance writer for a whatever newspaper, or in your own town do the same thing. And so usually with the online media, they're easier to get media passes that way, or media credentials. And then once you have an affiliation with some sort of a publication, then it gives you a lot of credibility, too, to be able to get a media pass. But, if you can have a conversation with him on the phone, and, I think you can really – do a lot with that in terms of being able to get in and talk to players, and even one, you could mention you just want to talk to one or two, not the whole team sort of thing. Do whatever it takes to not feel so that they don't feel threatened. They feel like you're on their you're on their side. Maybe compliment the team and talk about how, say, you want to talk about what a great job the team is doing, that kind of thing. So I suggest going at it that way, kind of thing. So great, yeah. So give that a try, and I wanted to mention TJ just saw, I guess you just saw the, I have an article Women's Running magazine hired me to write the feature article, one of the feature articles for their May issue. I guess you saw it, TJ?
Yeah, I have a subscription, and you're right on the cover. You got a big cover line and everything. It's pretty cool.
Oh, great. On the front cover? Or what do you mean, cover line?
It said, yeah. No, I guess it's not on the cover, but, yeah, it's, you know, definitely in the table of contents. It's a good article. It's like 2 or 3 pages long.
So. Oh, great.
Yeah. It looks good. I don't know why you didn't get one yet, but.
Oh, yeah, it takes a while. They'll mail them to me, too. But that's something you can, that's will be national. They've got, half million subscriptions, something like that. So that's on all the bookstands and Barnes & Nobles and bookstores now, just coming out. They said it should come out next Tuesday, I think, on the stands. Comes out by the subscribers, for the subscribers early. So great, yeah. So I wanted to... just announce a couple of things that, so today is our Module 8, and then actually next week, April 28th, we start the ongoing training and certification. So I'll tell you more about that in a moment, and you get the first, the first 2 weeks free here, so you can attend that, put that on your calendar for next Thursday at, same time at 10 a.m. here. We'll go over some, really important topics more in depth, and continue on with all kinds of topics like Nicole, how to build your website and the business side of things, and getting into video and how to market your practice, and as well as how to handle difficult clients and the coaching side of things too. So so that'll be on for next Thursday, and then on an ongoing basis every 2 weeks after that. And one thing I wanted to do for all of you, as soon as you're certified, I'll give you an exam this week. I'll email it out to you, and it's an exam for the certification. So just fill it out by email. It's essay, and it's open book, so you should do fine. And just it's more experiential how to, think about your practice and how to implement these strategies we've been talking about into your coaching. So you can just email that back to me. And then once you're certified, what I'll do for you, too, is make a video testimonial for you with so that I actually do it here in my studio. I have a video studio set up and in my office, and so I will do a testimonial for you, for your practice, get that to you, email it to you, so you can just put it on your website or anywhere that you want, on YouTube, and can build a lot of credibility for you as well for being a certified performing edge coach. So that's great. And then what you could do also is, I'll be teaching you how to do this, is make your own short video of yourself and what you do, introducing yourself. And if you'd like to email that to me, then I'll put it on the website here, the Performing Edge Coach website. So helps promote you as well for what you do as a performing edge coach and in your practice, and give your websites and all of that as well. So that'll be some good tools for you as well. And then, one thing I wanted to tell you about was really exciting. I just got a testimonial myself. It's good to try to get these from as many people as you can, but I just got something that unsolicited from Dr. Nick Garcia, who is a certified performing edge coach, went through this program earlier, and a clinical psychologist, and he's in the Fresno, California area. He's working wrestling teams there. Wrestling is his expertise. And he said, I don't know of any other program in this field of sports psychology like the Performing Edge Coach program that has the diversified experience to help me in so many areas. It's helped me with my website and coaching and how to market to athletes, how to do an ebook, how to do professional speaking, how to convert inquiries into clients. And, he was just talking about all the things that he's been able to do with this and how to do is list building, create a really responsive list, and how to do rapid content creation and work with social media, all these free ways to be able to advertise, to get the word out there. And he said it's all in one place for me at performingedgecoach.com. So that was kind of exciting to get just a nice comment from someone who's taken the course and is doing really well with his coaching practice. I think his website is Dr. Nick. Well, I can email it to you, Dr. Nick Garcia, and then something like Peak Performance. I'll list that in the members area too. So yeah. So there's what I wanted to do today is talk a little bit about how various topics that you've all asked me questions on, and let you know in module 7, we've got now the, you know, the audio replay there, there's the executive summary, there's a coaching contract there that I uploaded as well, that's a sample that I use, and you could use that and just tweak it and adjust it for your own needs, put in your own name. And there's another assessment form I put up there called Prepared to be Coached. Assessment form. That's a way to kind of screen your clients and be able to know that they're there to work with you, just, you know, on their goals, and not just to kind of screen out people that might have, say, deep emotional problems or something that might not be, or they might not be willing to move forward, or somebody that to kind of assess who it is you really want to work with. And I think that assessment form gives you an idea of that, to give you high quality people to work with that really want to do coaching, coaching for sports or coaching for business. So so that's all in Module 7, and then I'll be uploading a lot of new tools to Module 8 as well. I want to emphasize one thing that is, too, that you can do with in terms of marketing is to capitalize on, you know, big news that's coming out in the media. Like, for instance, you know, the Boston Marathon, of course. You know, oh, TJ, you worked with your husband and qualifying for Boston, right?
Yeah.
And
we were there 2 years ago.
Yeah, so you've got a real close connection to that area.
Yeah.
To Boston. That must have been really exciting to see that on TV, right?
Yeah, it was. It was a great race.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. So that was on Monday, Patriots Day here, and for those of you who weren't watching it, it was the previous world record. Well, it's still world record by Gabriel Selassie, is 2:03.59, which is amazing. And in this race, they ran 2:03.02. I think was the it was the final record. I guess they say that they can't be a world record because it's downhill because it's a downhill course, and they also had a tremendous tailwind. But just to have an experience like that, it was so amazing. So everybody was talking about Boston, right? How that race is the fastest race ever run in the world in history, and Ryan Hall, got fourth. He's American, set a new American record. I got to interview Ryan Hall a couple of years ago, so I talked about that. So I went right to my Facebook page and just put a comment about Boston Marathon. You know, wasn't this a great race? And would you, you know, here's some steps to be able to PR in the Boston Marathon, you know, or qualify for it. And I just put up a link to one of my videos where I talk about five steps to visualization. So you can, that's an example. I got lots of feedback about that too, and comments afterward, and people inquiring about my coaching. So it's an example of how if you take a big event that's happening, you don't necessarily have to know the people in the event or if they're celebrity athletes, you can still mention their names even if you're not connected with them, and just comment on them, be an expert on that sport. And then from that you get, people, those key words are their Boston Marathon, and that day, you know, this week everybody's talking about the Boston Marathon. So those kinds of, if you put that on your blog, on your Facebook page, on Twitter, then your articles will come up, your name will come up more likely. So look for big events that are happening in the news. During the Olympics, you know, you can talk about the Olympics. Anything that's even in your sport, in tennis, you know, look for big names and comment on them. So that's a good way to get exposure to be. What I plan to do leading up to the Olympics is just, you know, trying to get you commenting on what's happening with Olympic hopefuls, interviewing Olympians, and that way it draws attention to, you know, to what I can do. And you can do the same thing. So so that's a great skill, great thing that you can do. Now, with what I wanted to mention, another thing that's sort of important time-wise is that it's April, almost May here, and there's one thing that I'd encourage you to do. One of the best things you can do for your business is get yourself a high school geek, high school student, to work with you in terms of being like have an intern, and you know, which costs you nothing or only a tiny amount of money. They'll work for, you know, a tenth or a thousandth of what, you know, an average a professional would do. They can do the same or sometimes better quality work in terms of computer work, video work. Now, they may not have the, of course, they don't have the business knowledge, and you can get that here. You can get the strategies and the techniques of what you need to do, you know, from this program. And then just, but in terms of implementation then, you can go to your high school students and ask them to implement the strategies, the techniques that you're learning here. So every May, I have on my calendar, you know, the first week in May, go to, you know, my local high school and talk to the kids there and see if I can see if there's get people interested, the kids interested in working with me. So because any time is okay during the year, you can say you need. Evening work or weekend work, and that's good too. But the absolute best time is summer, because kids are out of school and they're looking for work, and they absolutely love doing this type of thing for you, because they want work experience and anything that has to do with computers. If they're good at it, they can be such an amazing, you know, help to you in your business. And all those videos on my website, most of them are done by high school kids. So what you do is, as I was mentioning, you go to your local high school, private high schools, or the kids are seem to be better trained, and then go ask for the computer club, ask who's in charge of the computer club, and then ask, tell them that you're, you know, looking for high school students to do some computer work. It could be video editing. It could be help getting your website website up and running. I know, Nicole, you're working on that, so that high school student could really help you with that. You can. It could be just getting some technical things working that aren't working. If you want to do some more, learn more about Audacity and audio recording, audio editing, they can help with that. And these kids are amazing. They just dive right in, even if they don't know what how to do something. They find out within 5 minutes. they just figure it out. So they're just intuitive. They grew up with computers. They're not scared of technology. They're very comfortable with it. So I encourage you to go through that process. Go to your local high school and see if you can just make an announcement there about kids. I'll put in the members area too the sample of what I put, a little flyer that I put out, and you could tweak it for your own needs. The flyer of you know, what I was looking for in terms of student help, and then go with a piece of paper and just put name, phone number, email at the top, and then just pass it around and ask people to put their contact information down, and then you follow up and interview them by phone, and in no time you've got yourself some really high quality work. I had four of them that I was working with last summer, and it's just amazing. And they can teach you so much. They can do work for you, and they can also tutor you in all these different techniques to make your life so much easier, because they just they know technology. Does that anybody have questions about that? Okay, so that's a really good thing. I encourage you to do. I wanted to tell you, I know, Sue, you asked about you're working with injured athletes and how to, and all of us are, TJ, I know, and Nicole and Christo and Dr. Andrew Collier is the chiropractor, and Dr. John Moore, a chiropractor, and Dr. Troy Giles, as a chiropractor, all working in the area of healing and injury. So that's a huge area that people look to you for. So I wanted to tell you a little bit about someone I'm working with and how I worked with her. Yeah, her name is Melody, and she's 69 years old. And she is a phenomenal athlete and has set two world records, in one in the 10K, 10,000 meters, and one, and she's current record holder in the 10,000 meters in her age group, and also the marathon in her age group. And she came to me and asked me about, you know, dealing with an injury. She said, you know, I want you to know I haven't run for almost 4 months with a bad knee, and finally had an X-ray and then an MRI, which showed the knee was structurally sound, but there was much degeneration in the cartilage to the point of bone on bone. And during this time, she's been doing a lot of pool running, aqua exercises, and bike riding once a week. And then she visited with an orthopedic surgeon, and they were saying that she may need knee reconstruction, but she wants to hold off on that. That at some point she may need a total knee replacement, but in the meantime she wants to just use hot and cold packs, and just not, you know, take off, not do any running for a little while, and just see if things can heal. So then she's been doing a lot of she contacted me, and she's been doing a lot of just non-impact kinds of stuff, and contacted me and said that she wants to see if she can go for the world championships here in which is in July, July 15th in Sacramento, and do the 10,000 meters if she can at least run it. And so she wanted me to help her with some visualization techniques and accelerated healing. So I told her about first when we first talked, I told her that what I can do for you is, you know, give you assessment tools that are designed particularly for you, and mental training exercises. We can do an action plan that's customized for you. Do 4 sessions a month or more if needed. And with each session, I would make her a customized visualization CD or MP3 file, and each session, and then give her weekly assignments, weekly homework to do. And then do some, you know, give her articles each week and that are very personalized to what she needs, and really just give her the guidance and support and goal setting each week specific to her needs. So, and I told her I tailor each session to you personally, and I provide you with a series of these custom visualization MP3s specifically for your own goals. That's a specialized service that hardly anyone else provides, and I said I think you'll be really pleased with the high quality of customized program that I offer. And so I told her I do most of my work by phone, so that location doesn't matter. So I wanted to tell you a little bit about what I told her on the phone too, that helped her to, you know, sometimes clients they have objections in their mind, or they have questions. They're thinking, well, do I want to spend the money on this, or do I want to take the time to do this? Is this going to work? All those things are going through their mind, and so you want to give them some reassurance that what you're offering is of really high value, and it's all in the positioning. I think, you know, you need to feel that sense of confidence within yourself. So here's what I told her. I said, yeah, Melanie, I understand your situation, and I've been there myself with injury. It's good to connect with him if you have a similar situation. Like I know, Sue, you've been through injuries, and you could tell your clients about that, and that really helps a connection. I know, TJ, you've been injured too, right? I know.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so it helps if you've been through that and you tell people where you know where you've been and that you've your struggle and how you've come through that, and you can. You know, I told her I've helped many athletes to get out of an injured state, faster than they would have normally, and get really great race results. So I told her I'm confident I can give you the exact tools you need to help you get your, to help you get to your goals. I can't guarantee, of course, she's going to get to her goals, and you know, she's got lots of. Injury going. She's got a knee situation that she has to deal with, but I can give her the tools. And so I said, I want to help you. I can help you with three things: to accelerate your healing of your knee with your accelerate healing of your knee and your whole body. And number two, get into the right mindset to heal, to get strong, and consistently move forward. And then number three, to maximize your performance. If you can get to the races where you're strong and you're healing, you know, be able to do the best you can at these two races, at the Dipsy race in San Francisco and the World Championships in Sacramento this summer. And I said I had done a complimentary session with her, consult and a visualization. So I said to her, you've seen how valuable my work is, and you want to get them to buy into what you're saying and to say yes and agree with you if that's true, that it has been valuable. And then I said, I've given you the complimentary session, and so to continue to this valuable work together, which I'm confident, you know, we can get you close to where you want to be. Here's what we can do. Here's how I work. And I said, I'm extremely busy, and my services for clients are highly in demand because I get great results for my clients. And my top athletes know that, and so my time is very valuable, and I have very limited time slots, and I'm highly selective in who I choose to work with. So, Melody, if you're serious about your goals, which I know you are, and you're a world-class athlete, as you know, nothing can replace a great coach to make sure you get there. And as you know, I'm a top performance coach. So if you want to work with me, and then I didn't even have to finish the sentence. She said, well, tell me, what are your fees so we can get started? So if someone, she realized that she needed to pay for this. And so I positioned myself as being... You want to position yourself as being, that you don't have your whole day open, that you have a few slots open, and that you are selective about who you choose to work with. And if you do that, I think people are more likely to want to work with you. People are, it's a natural human instinct that people want to work with someone that they, that's hard to get to, or get things that are hard to achieve, right? So, and I told her, here's my coaching fees. I said, just to give you an idea of the value of what you're getting, I get paid for my keynote speeches, I get paid $20,000. And for my premium intensive coaching, you know, I get people pay between $2,000 and $5,000 a month. And for you, I said, it's $9.95 a month with a two-month commitment. And I'm happy to give you, and then that will include, and then I listed all the things above again, the action plan and the mental training exercises and the visualization MP3 files. And she said, okay, great, let's get started. So that's the kind of conversation, just to give you an example of the kind of conversation I had with her that helped her to say, in just one conversation, to be able to say, yes, I want to work with you and to sign up. So just wanted to give you that kind of like a little script. And if you can write out a little script for yourself to write down your assets, what they are, what you have to offer, maybe even if you haven't worked with a lot of, you know, top athletes, that's okay. You know, just think of the people that you have worked with or the assets that you have, the things that you can do for your clients. Write those down so that you can include those in a little phone script that you have. If you can do that, have that right in front of you, then when people ask you about your services, you can sound a lot more confident and get people to say yes to you on the phone. Does that kind of make sense, everyone?
Yeah.
Yep, it does.
Yeah. Okay. Does that so that's kind of the sort of thing that you can say to someone. So what I did with her then, with Melody, is made her we did a visualization, and I took her through going through her body, and I have a visualization where I have people relax and close their eyes. With Melody, I had her imagine that she has a toolkit with her, and to develop this toolkit in her mind. Maybe it has, give her some examples. Maybe the toolkit has a massage tool in it. It might have, and you can add a circulation tool, something to warm up your knee, and a golden ball of healing energy that goes throughout the body. So all those things that you can give to her, to your body, anything, and then come up with other tools that might be helpful to you. So gather all these tools into your toolbox, and then just imagine that you're taking a journey through your body, and you can just enter through the top of your head and go down through your body, and in this case, she was, you can do every part of the body. In this case, that we were working on the knee, so I said, just go into the knee area and just take a look around and see notice what color it is and what shape, what you see there, what areas need special attention. And then go into that, your knee area, the areas that need special attention, take out your special healing tool, or create one right now, a tool that you need that's exactly what your knee needs, and go in and begin to work on that area. So I had her do that, and then we went through the whole body with a sort of golden ball of healing energy, and she... I know some of you are probably thinking, oh, is this too hocus-pocus? Or his clients might be skeptical about this, right? And it's surprising how if you believe that this is a good thing and that you're confident in this skill, then your clients will be too. If you're a little bit skeptical yourself, then you're going to project that onto clients. I'm surprised at how people... Even guys that are really technical and analytical, and I wouldn't think that they would get into this kind of thing. They actually do, and they once they relax and their left brain, that analytical logical side relaxes, the right brain takes over, and they're able to actually get into a very take in this new information and say, wow, that really worked. I was able to go in and imagine working on my knee, so. Most people actually are pretty receptive to this kind of idea. It's just like a kid. Imagine a child taking a journey through their body. So with Melody, when she did this, she was. I asked her afterward. Then you want to debrief with them and ask, okay, what kinds of things did you see? And she said, that I saw the knee looked. It looked really red and inflamed, and so I had my healing tool, my massage tool there, and my warming tool, and I really spent a lot of time in that area. And I really care, just a kind of a caring tool, too. I gave my knee lots of care and love and attention, and it just seemed to have a real soothing effect and a healing effect. And so she said that it just things felt better. And she was able to use that visualization, the MP3 file, and used it several times. And then we also did a second visualization with, just going into that area of the knee and asking that part of your body what it needs, like having a conversation with your body, and ask your knee what it needs, how it's feeling, what it needs, and then give the knee exactly what it's saying it needs. And so that's a great tool, a great visualization as well. So she was able to just relax and feel, she was using these visualizations, and in the meantime doing some biking and swimming and She also has a place in Australia, so now we're working by Skype in Australia, where it's like 17 hours difference there. But, you know, with Skype, it's free, so it makes it very easy to work with people, as long as you get the hours right. So I'll be talking with her tonight at 9 o'clock my time, which is 2 o'clock her time tomorrow, because she's 17 hours ahead. And we're continuing to work together where she's feeling like she can now do a lot more with her running. And she, let's see, she just wrote me an email saying that she's able, now she went out for a run, she's able to do a little bit more running now. She did a course that normally took 37 minutes, and this time only took 34 minutes. And so she's gradually getting to the point where she can run a little bit further, and just her whole attitude has changed about her body with these visualizations, that she's just, instead of feeling really depressed and upset about what she can't do, we're really focusing on what she can do and just giving a lot more positive energy to her body. So now it's this is, you know, middle of April, May, June. She's shooting for the Dipsy, which is 2 months from now, June 15th, and then the World Championships it's called the World Veteran Games, you know, which is a huge event. It's the first time, or maybe one of the very few times, it's been in the United States. It's like the Olympics for older people. And so she'll be competing, hopefully, if it all goes well, she'll be competing in that in the 10,000 meters in mid-July with these techniques. And so it's just amazing what people can do, what these kind of visualizations, what the performing edge techniques can do. If, you know, she's also reading the book regularly, my book, and being able to apply those. We're using a lot of the power words too, the positive affirmations and confidence building techniques in section 2 and 3 of the book. And then as we get closer to the race, we'll be working with section 4 of the book on how to, you know, maximize your performance there, how to deal with anxiety, and how to, instead of worrying about what happens with my, you know, I'm worried about my knee, you know, she's good putting her energy into how can I help and support my knee in every way that I can. So that's kind of a brief rundown of what I did with one injured athlete and how it's really helping her. She's also keeping a logbook, and I know some of you asked about a logbook, how to, you know, what to do. I have athletes keep a logbook, and I'll send you that today, and I'll put it in the members area, article about how to design your own logbook, or how to do, I've got just a form kind of thing that you can use, where you, you know, instead of just recording your sport, you know, there's an area for your primary sport to record your training time, your record your number of miles, your cross training, all of that, your mental training. You want to put in a section for mental training specifically, and you want to record the time spent on mental focusing before and during and after, you know, your training or racing. And, you know, rate yourself on 1 to 10 in areas like positive attitude. How positive was I? 1 to 10. Self-confidence, how was my confidence, 1 to 10. Concentration, how was I, 1 to 10. Motivation, 1 to 10. Relaxation, in my enjoyment of my training. And rate yourself in those areas with mental training. And then body response, body-mind response. So that's an area that you can record also on your logbook. Record how your body and mind are responding to the training. So most people don't, you know, write down an injury or something or a problem area until it's the body's screaming for your attention. But you want to be able to record what you're doing and how's your body responding. I say put a 1. If it's a, you know, rate it 1 to 10 in terms of pain level, notice the areas of discomfort, and the rate the your level of body tightness, your pain, your resting heart rate, your you know, any illness or injury, rate your energy level, all those kind of things And so that you know that if something's not right, then you know you can make adjustments in your training and catch those kinds of things early on instead of waiting till it's too late, till it takes much longer to heal. Does that kind of make sense, everyone? Yeah, do you have any questions about logbooks and that sort of thing? Or about injury? Go ahead.
Oh, I said thanks for sharing that story about Melody.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Melody, yeah. I think there's, you know, with injured athletes, it's not always a straight road forward. It's like, you know, sometimes it feels like two steps forward and one step back, and sometimes you have to deal with a lot of discouragement. And so a lot of times, in addition to being a performing edge coach or a performance coach, you're also, you know, you get into, you know, just encouragement and support. And being allowing them to vent and just you know, show their emotional distress and grief, that sort of thing. And I know, Sue, you've worked with grief counseling, right?
Yeah.
So all of that that training you've had can come into that area as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So so that's the area of. You know, injury, and we'll be talking a lot more about that in our ongoing training. You know, I want to include a whole area on the website about injury because it's such a huge area, and you know, it's so important. And that's, you know, when people are in pain and when they have a problem, that's when they will pay for your services. You know, that's when they're most motivated to get started with you. So I think you can help, and that's where you can get referrals, I think, from doctors and, you know, from physical therapists and, you know, massage therapists, people in the healing, chiropractors. If you can develop relationships with them, then I think they can refer to you. And once you get one person that is doing really well, you know, they're much more likely to refer other athletes to you. So more and more people will be coming in to want to work with you. So I know several of you asked, I just want to mention before we go on to the next topic, I know several of you asked about the ongoing training and how that works. And the great thing about this program, this is just the start of great things. There's so much more I want to teach you about. You know, so many things like TJ, I know you mentioned advertising. Do you pay for advertising? And so and sometimes you can lose a lot of money with that. And I've got so much I can teach you about how I've done this. I've never paid a dime for any advertising. And yet if if you go to, you know, go to YouTube and search on sports psychologists, at least as I was last night, my video is number one on YouTube. I mean, that is huge out of millions of videos up there. And it's all, you know, just keyword placement, you saying the right things in your video. Yeah, I mean, we're living in the best time right now where normally, you know, it's the people that had the most money that could, pay for huge advertising and get the most exposure. But now the little guys like us can, people in small business, it's leveled the playing field so that we can be up there with the top people. And I started out with hardly any income at all, and just being able to learn these techniques. I've trained with the best. I've invested a lot of money and time in training with the best people in internet marketing and social media marketing and how to do list building and all of that. And so I've got so much I can share with you. I think most sports psychology programs, you just go and you learn about the techniques, and they don't tell you anything about actually how to run a business or how to make a business, how to market to athletes. So instead of just having to knock on doors, you don't have to do that anymore with Twitter and Facebook you know, just simple things like getting your blog up and consistency, putting something up in your blog every day, and using the technique that I talked about before with the three, you know, using your top 3-5 words as your keywords. All of that, that's a really powerful technique, but there's so much more I can teach you on that. So, you know, as well as ebooks, how to do ebooks, how to work with Olympians, how to, yeah, and I can do website critiques with each of you, you know, to give you ideas for your website, so it can pull in more traffic, because you not only want it to look good, but you want it to be functional, like how to do posts instead, you know, posts are better than pages on WordPress on your site, and because you've got you know, tags and keywords, that sort of thing, that pull in a lot of. I mean, when I started the Dr. Joanne site, that was a year ago, year and a half ago. I mean, within 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks of doing that site, it was number one on Google when you search on sports psychology, which is amazing. Yeah, and it's still, you know, it goes up and down, you know, because there's a lot other. Sometimes I don't blog as often as I should, but I notice the consistency is the key. So I want you to know that the good thing about this program, the Performing Edge Coach Certification Program, is that this week we transitioned from the Performing Edge Coaching course into our ongoing training and certification. So the great news is, well, you get these two bonus calls we've just done, plus the next 2 weeks of training calls free of charge. So we'll meet the same time next week, Thursday, April 28th, and with more training and chances for you to ask questions. And then, you know, like in most courses, you take them, you read books, you do the exam, and then at the end they just leave you hanging with no support. And I've heard with so many coaches say to me, I feel so alone out there with no one to talk to and no continuing support. And so that's why with this program, it's much better. This is not the end. This is just the beginning of your successful coaching business, because we have a continuing mentoring relationship. So in designing this program, I realized that after this course, you're going to have questions, right? And lots of issues come up as a coach. As a coach, you need that back-end support and that ongoing expertise to help in handling those issues. And, you know, you might be want to ask, how do I accelerate my practice? And, you know, I've got this difficult client. What do I do with this person? Or how do I keep motivated, keep building my confidence? We need that support system in place. And also, other coaches, all of you may be having more, you know, ask more questions that you may not have thought of that could be really helpful to you in your situation, because I want us all to be able to connect even more and, you know, as some of you mentioned, put your emails, if that's okay with you, and websites up on the members area there, so you can all connect with each other as well. So that's why I'm offering this ongoing training and certification that begins now, right after the course, so that I'm here to help you to through anything that you need support on, with coaching skills and marketing, business development, and social media, and, you know, you name it. Just there's so many areas, and, you know, just how to get email through. I just learning from one of my mentors the other day about how there's so many tricks to not having your email go into someone's spam box. There's just making your email simple and the lines not too long, and there's a lot of different things that go into that that are simple things you can implement. So my goal is to make sure that you're well-trained on an ongoing basis, so you keep up with the new developments in the field. As I'm always learning new things and developing new tools for performing edge coaching and learning new marketing tools. So you can deliver this type of specialized training at a high level, and that we maintain a high standard for the coaching that comes with this association. So more people are going to be seeking you out as a coach, and it's important that there's a community of Performing Edge coaches that we support each other. And so now that you've taken this course, and you after you complete the exam that I'll send you, you are part of Performing Edge Coaching International Association, which is a global community of elite coaches, and we have people in several countries now. And only people that have taken this course are eligible to be part of this association. So you can get a lot more in-depth training and referral opportunities and benefits. So here's the some of the benefits that you get. This is the ongoing training and certification that includes a premium listing on our Performing Edge Coach Association website for referrals. And we're getting much more traffic now. Thousands of visitors are looking for you and your business. You get unlimited access to the Performing Edge Coach website, the private members area that you have now that's growing every day, a huge growing library of training resources, videos, audios, assessments. You get monthly training calls two times a month where you call in and talk personally to me, and I'm here to answer all your questions. So you ask your questions, I answer them very personally. So it's really targeted exactly to you and what you need. And then I record the calls and post those calls to the members area, private members area. So if you can't make a call, you can download the call and all the audio replays and listen to it as often as you like. And also you get this growing resource of all these calls and questions that are coming in from you and from your colleagues. And you get a license to use the logo, the Performing Edge Coaching certification seal on your website. You get the right to use the Performing Edge Coach materials in your marketing and coaching. And you're part of this international community of Performing Edge Coaching professionals. So you get this ongoing support that can, so you are successful. And of course, you get to continue to be a certified Performing Edge Coach, coaching professional, which gives you huge credibility. So those are all the things that you get as part of this program. And just to give you an idea, today I just received an email from a USA track and field coach who's coming into our next Performing Edge Coach course. He just filled out an application, and he'll be coming in this next time. He's trained by the U.S. Olympic Committee. He's part of the U.S. Olympic Committee Elite Athlete Program. He's part of the United States Olympic Emerging Elite Coaches Program, and he's a current coach for one of the women's marathon champions and 2012 Olympic trials qualifier. So these are the kind of people that are joining our program, and he'll be joining you as part of our Performing Edge community on these training calls, which is really exciting. You know, another thing you'll get access to is I just did an interview with Dave Scott, you know, which is, of course, Dave Scott, six-time Ironman champion. And, it was a great interview, and I'll be posting that in the members area here. So just his insights as an athlete, and now he's doing mostly coaching, just like you are, and he's really interested in the mental training. He has my book, and he uses it all the time and is interested in these mental training techniques and having more coaching tools. So while most certification programs charge a very high annual certification, recertification fee, and you have to travel to an expensive course, and they require lots of CEU units, and maybe you have to take lots of other courses that aren't relevant or don't include marketing. In this program, it's much better. We have a better solution, and that's this ongoing training covers all of that. So instead of we don't require the CEU units or an annual exam or having to take a expensive recertification course. You get all that right here. You get regular monthly training twice a month from me personally, and you can call in and ask any questions you want and get all the support that you need right away, customized for your exact needs. So we stay much more connected, and you can, it's just, people are telling me it's just totally worth it to be able to have these calls, because you can, questions are going to come up all the time. So I'm here to answer those for you. And it's like a think tank. We become like a mastermind group. So now that you've taken this course, you gain entry to this program, and the only people that get access to me in this ongoing program are people who've taken this course. So, and it's just a very small monthly fee. I'll send you the details in an email right after this, and because you're the first people in this group course, you're grandfathered in at a very low price, and the next group it's going to be a higher fee, but your fee will, because you're charter members in this program, your monthly fee will never go up. You'll always remain at the same very low price. So that sounds good, and I want to send you an email with all the details later today. And I know several of you asked me about this mentoring program, how we can continue work together. So that's why I set up this ongoing mentoring as a bonus to you. One thing I want to do is schedule a time with each of you personally in the next few days to just do a private consult and to coach you on anything you need help with and answer any questions that you might have. So if you can email me just a couple of times, just for me for 10, 15 minutes, that would be great. We can meet in the next couple of days. Because you're my first priority, and I want to make sure that you're successful and that you get all the ongoing support you need. So, so that sounds good. And I want to, be able to answer all your questions with that. And be able to, I wanted to give you a couple other, some other really important content kinds of things. I know, TJ, you asked about the, coaching agreement. And so, kind of the nuts and bolts of that.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about that a little bit.
Great.
Yeah, what questions did you have about it first?
Well, I'm just wondering if you, actually have people sign a contract and, sort of the legalities of that. And then, ethical stuff that might have come up for you, in terms of this direct one-to-one coaching. I'd love to hear kind of generally what you've experienced and how you deal with it. How do you get people, do you get them to pay up front? Do you get them, 2 months up front or 1 month or, sort of that really nuts and bolts stuff?
Yeah, right.
Today.
Yeah, that's a good, really good question. You can set it up any way that you like. Over time, I've learned, I started out with doing just a fee of, per hour, and that's a good way to start, because if you're not just getting started, people are more likely to commit to just one one session to kind of get to know you, and then after you gain credibility for a while, then you can another way to do it is to set up a monthly fee where they pay so much a month for, say, 4 sessions. So that's what I'm doing now, and I get people to pay up front I do a lot of my work by phone, so I'll just say, I'll tell them about the benefits of the program, and then I'll say, has this been helpful to you? And they'll say yes, and say, would you like to continue this conversation, continue this work together? And they'll say, yeah, how do we do that? And what are your fees? And so, or they'll say, can I set up an appointment time? And often that's a really good way to start and say, well, I have these dates, and then, you sort of set that up or pencil it in, and then so they're more committed in their mind to wanting to see you, and then the fee part becomes more natural, or it becomes more so I just pay whatever fee it is. They're more committed to it if once they've set up an appointment with you. I'll tell them what my fees are, and then I'll say, it's this much per month, and then and that I bill with in advance for the 4 sessions for that month, and I just need a credit card information to get started. So I'll take their credit card information over the phone, and then they'll come in for the, that way they're much more committed to starting the sessions. If it's in office and they want to pay by check or something, then they can just come in and do that too by check. So either way works okay. Do you have a system to take credit cards?
I don't, but I'm looking into PayPal because that seems to be pretty straightforward for everyone.
Yeah, PayPal's good. Or the other system I use, I can send you the link for that is really great for just kind of integrating everything, email and bookkeeping and your merchant account, having everything in one place. It's nice to have things set up so that so that people that buy your products and stuff, you also have them in your same email list, everything in the same place. So we'll talk about that more next week too on Thursday. What are the different systems are out there and what you can use. I say that you know, first in the contract I talk about that, you know, information exchange during the coaching will be confidential and not disclosed to outside parties except under request. So you want to have some kind of confidentiality statement and then say how many sessions, like it could be 4 coaching calls a month or whatever you set up, and coaching sessions be done over the phone, and a client agrees to initiate the calls. So you want to be clear that they call you as opposed to you calling them. That way they take the responsibility for calling. And meetings will be held each, you know, blank, you know, whatever date is, Tuesday from this time to this time. So put a start time and an end time. So, you know, I'll usually say 50 minutes. Say from 10 a.m. to 10:50. If we agree to, then I say if we agree to extend a call or add additional calls during the month, the prorated fee will be billed in the next invoice, kind of thing. So if they, you know, let's say they go for an hour and they really want to do another half an hour, and you just agree to that during that time, and then you can bill them on the next time that you do your billing. But you just want to be really clear about the time so that so the clients don't take advantage of your time. And so, yeah, it's good to, like, 5 minutes before the end of the session kind of wrap things up and say that we've got 5 minutes to go. Do you have anything else to that you want to add? Or let's sum up what we've talked about, and I want to give you some homework assignment kind of thing so that you're not... Because clients will push you sometimes to, you know, as much time as you want to give them, they'll push you, and you don't want to get too burned out. You want to really protect your time, and I think, and really give good quality, you know, work while you are. And then I say if you're delayed in calling, I'll hold your call space for 15 minutes before I consider it a missed call. If you call within 15 minutes, we'll continue the call and end at our scheduled time. So it's, you know, real clear that just if they call in late, that it doesn't mean that they get to go late. And I say billing is done in advance by credit card or check at the beginning of each 4-session period. And make all checks out too, and then you put your name kind of thing. So, yeah, and then you want to put down some kind of, change or cancellation policy. Figure out what that is. I put in the event you have to reschedule a call, I ask that you please give me 24 hours notice. You probably got something like that, a policy for your practice too, right? Yeah, with massage and we'll make arrangements to make up the missed call. If you miss a meeting with less than 24 hours notice due to unforeseen circumstances, I'll do my best to reschedule during that week. I put that in there too, and then I say with extra time, you may email in between calls if you need to change a session or that sort of thing, or have an emergency. I tell them I do not bill for additional time of this type, but I ask that the time be kept to 5 minutes. If you need more time, then we'll schedule an extra session. So that's some of the stuff I put in a contract kind of thing. One thing you can do is say, let's say they've got, you bill them for a month's of sessions, and let's say on the third month they decide they've got to go on vacation, they can't make it, and they call you and say, sorry, I can't make it this time. Then what I think is good to do is say, we'll just add another session at the end of the, at the end of the session, so that you continue to bill like once a month and doesn't mess up your billing that way. And you just add another session that they missed at the end of the sessions. So, you were asking about, some ways that I keep track of all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and so what I do, I'll send you a template of what I do. It's just real simple. I like to keep things simple. It's just, you know, I have a Word document, and I just put down, just write the dates that I've seen each person there, and then what I billed for, and because I have this other, the merchant account, and the system kind of takes care of that, billing system, and I can just put their information in, and then the next time around, you just search for that person, and then just say rebill, And it, you know, only takes 2 seconds to do. So that way I don't have to hire a billing person, or which could get expensive, and sometimes they make mistakes and all. I feel like I want to be, directly in touch with what's happening with billing myself, kind of thing. But it depends on how big you get and how busy you get, and if you have someone that you can outsource. Do you do it all yourself, TJ?
At this point, but I like the idea of having everything in one area, like that link that you sent us.
Uh-huh.
It's just a lot simpler.
Yeah. So that you get your email and your merchant account and shopping cart in the same place. Because I made the mistake, you're talking about asking about mistakes. I made a mistake early on of starting a list, an email list, with a different provider company, and then, but now I've moved everything over to the new billing system I have, and so I have to move. It's really hard to move a whole list over to the new one. They, you have to pretty much have people opt into the new list, which is hard to do. So it's much better to start with the place that you want to be, select the right one initially, so that you get everybody in the new list there. And so I only recommend systems that I use and what I like. I've been really happy with the one I'm using. So, I think in terms of ethics that you asked about too, that just setting boundaries, it's really important to be clear about the time so that you start on time and end on time, and what you'll allow and what you won't allow. And if you can set that out in the contract, you know, with something that you email to them, as well as to going over it by phone, then everything is clear at the beginning. And if you can be really clear, then I think have less problems down the road, mm-hmm. kind of thing. Yeah. Problems that I've seen with where people get into a little bit of trouble is if they get into an area where they're a client comes up with a problem they don't feel trained to handle, and or they don't feel competent. You know, they're getting into really, say someone starts with they're wanting to do a race or complete a race, but then it turns out they have an eating disorder or something really major that they're and the coach is not trained in that area. Yet they're trying to handle it anyway, and something like an eating disorder can get really complicated. And it requires specialized training, I think, and so it helps to. That's why this I created this ongoing training program, so that you can ask about those kinds of questions and ask get extra training, and also refer where to refer people and that kind of thing. It's really important to have that support system, I think, in place all along the way. So and with this growing community of coaches, that support system is growing, and on the website we put all the questions there in the FAQ area, so we'll get so you can go there with the website and look at all those questions and be able to see what you oftentimes those questions are already answered there. So yeah, so that's some things. Any other questions about the contract, all you guys that are on the call? I don't know.
I'm good.
Nicole and Inga? Yeah, okay. Nicole and Sue. Krista was going to come. He has an event today, but he was he's going to try to make it next Thursday, I guess, to our thing. He's in South Africa. He's tried every time to get in, but has difficulty with the Skype connection, the internet connection there. It's a long ways away, that's for sure. So, let's see, the next topic, I just wanted to mention a couple things. I wanted to play for you. Remember the tennis girl I mentioned at the beginning with, she's 17 years old, and her mother called and said that she, my daughter is has a championship the next day, a state championship, and she is You know, she's got everything technically together with her tennis, but she's just she's a great player, but she just falls apart under the pressure. And then I worked with her that night, right after she called. I worked with her that night right away. We didn't even schedule an appointment. It was just like right then, so an emergency kind of session, and did this incredible visualization that was so helpful for her. She played it the next day, and played it while everyone else was freaking out at the tennis tournament. My client Sydney just put on her iPod and played the MP3 file, got really into the zone, and just played the game of her life. And so I wanted to play, play that MP3 file for you, just a 1 minute kind of thing, so you can, you know, hear what the client was saying. It's just a really exciting kind of, it'll just take a second. It just is really amazing. So here we go. I'll play it for you. Let's see. Oh, hi, Maxine.
Uh-huh.
Oh, hi, it's Dr. Joanne Dahlketter.
Oh, how are you?
Hi, good. Yeah, I just wanted to do just a quick check-in. And, you know, I had a great session with Sydney, those 2 days. I just wondered, you know, she felt really good about her match with Atlantic City. I know she said you guys were there, right? Both you and your husband?
Yeah, we were there, and I was, like, in tears after her match. I was so excited. I called her a couple of days old, commented on what a phenomenal match the two of them were playing back and forth. And I just thought, this is her game. She's finally telling people how she plays. And she just played well. Yeah, you know,
yeah, that's great. So yeah, could you hear that okay? Could you guys hear that okay?
I couldn't hear the other person.
Oh.
Yeah, neither could I.
Oh, sorry. You couldn't hear the what I just played? Oh.
Well, I couldn't hear the lady. I could hear you, but not her.
Oh, shoot. Okay, well, anyway, I'll just, I can post it later in the members area there. But she was just, yeah, she was really amazed at what, you know, what we were able to do in just a short time with her session there. So, let's see, a couple of things. Nicole, you were asking about website and stuff, getting that started?
Yes.
Are you there? Yeah. Are you doing that yourself or trying to work with someone?
Well, that's what I didn't know. Like, before I took this class, I was thinking that it might be a good idea. You mentioned high school students, but I was thinking about, you know, local colleges with people who are in IT programs or things like that, to try to see if there was some way to get somebody with better knowledge than I have of, you know, setting up websites and things like that to help me out. So it's definitely something I'm exploring, because I've tried to do it myself and, you know, had an epic fail at it. So.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, and it's with Word. I definitely recommend WordPress for doing your website, because it's so much easier than all the others, and it's much, once it's set up, it's much easier to update as well. And the search engines love WordPress. So I know, Sue, your website is WordPress, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you did it yourself, right, Sue?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, that's great. I thought, because you're not real technical, right? Or are
not
you?
Not really.
What's that?
Not too technical, no.
Yeah, but I mean, you're getting there. Sort of medium tech.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, it's amazing. You can do. There's a great website where it's called Fiverr.com. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but it's Fiverr, Fiverr.com. So if you want to write that down, and I'll send it to you also. So it's FIVERR.com. And it's, let's see, it's amazing. Yeah, I know you're going to laugh, but it's everyone is up on that site that will do something for you for $5. And it sounds like it's too good to be true, but I've worked with it myself, and all the other people I have worked with have conferences I've gone to. They've said that they're just amazed at what you can get done for $5, because there's just a lot of technical people out there that want work, and so they're willing. This is a way to kind of get in the door. There are people that are, with a website, it's a fairly simple thing to do if you know the right, if you're used to doing it. So you just go to Fiverr.com, and then you can just search on what you want. So say search on WordPress website or something, and then all kinds of links will come up there of people who want to do. They'll say, "We'll do a WordPress website for you for $5." And so you can look at their credentials. You can interview them. You can talk to them, and then choose someone that will do this really inexpensively. And they're all, because it's part of this website, they're all credible people, and it's a really easy thing to work with. You can get graphics done there. You can get a jingle. You can get people to write this really great song, a jingle, just for your website. Or for what you do, for $5, it's amazing. So that's a great resource for you, too. And then next week when we do our call, I can kind of give you some more direction on that and what to do. I think there's the website lynda.com, right? Is that the one you use, Sue?
Yeah.
Lynda with LYNDA, is that right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so lynda.com has a lot of technical videos there that are helpful for...
subscribe and get all kinds of stuff. We can get a few for free.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right. And you could just subscribe for like 1 month or something, too, and just get enough what you need. So, so that would work well. Oh, and by the way, let's say Nicole, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, if you, I was asking each person, I wanted to just do a quick, say, 10 or 15 minute interview with you, chat with you after this, and just wondered what's a good time for you. Do you have any time, good times today or tomorrow?
Probably tomorrow would be better than today because I'm going to have to go to work later this afternoon.
Okay. Yeah, tomorrow, like what time's good for you? Like 1 your time?
Anytime, late morning, early afternoon, my time, so...
Okay, yeah. How about 1 your time? So,
okay.
10 my time, I could give you a call then?
Sure.
Okay, that'd be great. Yeah, just to, kind of go over anything that you need help with and that sort of thing. Yeah, that'd be great. Okay, so, let's see. A couple other things I just wanted to talk about was a little script, a 4-step script that you can use for anything that you do, like for writing what you do on your website, and you can use it for if you're doing a video, and it's just a great way to get people to say yes to what you do. So the first step is you want to say who I am and what I have to offer. So and this could be like an elevator speech, too, if you just happen to see somebody out, walking along that you want to tell about what you do. Who I am and what I have to offer, and then here are some of the problems that you may have. You might say, here's some problems you may have. I know what's causing it, and I know how to get you past that. Or I'm a performing edge coach, and here's how I can help you. Or here's what I do. And then the second step is telling, here's how this will help you. So you want to give a few bullet points of what it is that they can, how they can benefit, and how you figured out your system, and you know what you're going to do to help that client. So you want to really, it's not all about you, but just about them and what it is that you can offer to people. And you want to think in terms of benefits, not just features. Features are things that, you know, what you do. You know, I do this number of sessions, or I do this type of coaching, that sort of thing. But coaching to do what? You want to think, what's the end result? What is it that you want your clients to achieve? You know, so that you can maximize your performance, or so you can improve your mental game. You know, get the results you want. That sort of thing. You want to think about their results. What it is they want out of this? And then step three is you want to say, here's some questions you probably would have. So, and this is the part that answers their objections. So people always have questions in their mind or objections. Is this worth it? Or, you know, what's this all about? Is this worth my time? Is this worth my money? And you could say, if we're sitting in a coffee shop across from each other and I was telling you about this system or telling you about what I do, you'd probably have some questions. So, you know, since we're not in the coffee shop right now, I'll answer some of the questions, most common questions I get. You may be thinking, like, how